Go Tell It on the Mountain by James Baldwin. Narrated by Adam Lazar White. Part 1. The Seventh Day. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I looked down the line, and I wondered. Everyone had always said that John would be a preacher when he grew up, just like his father. It had been said so often that John, without ever thinking about it, had come to believe it himself. Not until the morning of his 14th birthday did he really begin to think about it, and by then, it was already too late. His earliest memories, which were in a way his only memories, were of the hurry and brightness of Sunday mornings. They all rose together on that day, his father, who did not have to go to work, and led them in prayer before breakfast. His mother, who dressed up on that day and looked almost young, with her hair straightened, and on her head the close-fitting white cap that was the uniform of holy women. His younger brother Roy, who was silent that day because his father was home. Sarah, who wore a red ribbon in her hair that day and was fondled by her father. And the baby, Ruth, who was dressed in pink and white and rode in her mother's arms to church. The church was not very far away, 4 blocks up Lenox Avenue, on a corner not far from the hospital. It was to this hospital that his mother had gone when Roy and Sarah and Ruth were born. John did not remember very clearly the first time she had gone to have Roy. Folks said that he had cried and carried on the whole time his mother.